It's time for Broken News, an allegedly humorous look at the news with Philip Habib.
Who's he?
I have no idea. I'm just the announcer. And now, here's Philip.
And hello, boys and girls, and welcome to another episode of Broken News. And I think it's important and that we tell you right up front here, I think this is something you really need to know about Broken News, that Broken News is not FDA approved for insomnia. Okay, so I thought you should know that right up front. Now, it may help you in that way. It may help you with your insomnia, but keep in mind that it's not FDA approved. So we've gotten that out of the way, and so... That's what you need to know. And remember, your mileage may vary. And now we're going to head straight to our news center and see what's going on in the world of news, where we find out that it looks like the subpoena season has ended and it is now instead indictment excitement. That's what we have going on. And so we're waiting to hear what's next for Donald Trump as far as could he be indicted, when, where, and how many times. And while that's going on, we do have, from our broken news sources, we do know that, that Donald Trump has been looking for lawyers, something he does quite often. So he has been searching high and low, mainly low, to find lawyers. And our sources at Broken News tell us that he did come across some names on the wall of the men's room at the Newark, New Jersey bus station. We know that. We know he found some names there for some possible legal advice. One source said that may be where he found Stormy Daniels' name, but we don't know that to be if that's true or not. And so many reports out from our Broken News staff about where Trump has been searching for lawyers. We know that he did get a phone book. I don't know if all of you remember that, the big giant thing that has white pages and yellow pages. So he has been looking for lawyers there through just a standard phone book. And that last word, he was already into the Z's, last names that start with Z, and nothing yet for him there. And we also know that that Mr. Trump was seen somewhere in near Mar-a-Lago shouting into an abandoned well. So I guess he was just looking to see if maybe an attorney might turn up there. And we know also that he also has been looking for legal work for attorneys. At the zoo's reptile center. Donald Trump, he's making America irate again. And now let's move on to some other headlines out there in the news to just see what's going on here. These are some actual headlines. These headlines really do exist. Man shot by Florida felon taken to Walmart instead of hospital. And that either tells you something about the power of a Walmart sale, or it may say something about the Florida healthcare system. And here's a headline that shows just how hard it is sometimes for people to stick to a diet. Real headline in the news. Weight Watchers demonstrator shoplifts cupcakes. And speaking of losing some weight, here's another headline for you. Surgical castration still waits for first inmate volunteer. And I have a feeling they're going to be waiting a long time. Well, that's our show for this week. You've been listening to Broken News, and I'm Philip Habib. Thank you so much for joining us, and remember, so that we can increase our listeners, please tell your friends, neighbors, and enemies, anyone you know. Post it on your Facebook page if you'd like. Tell people about Broken News. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll be back next week. Take care.